In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today we celebrate one of the major feasts of the Lord. That's the feast of the entry of our Savior to Jerusalem to offer himself as a sacrifice in order to redeem mankind. And the song of the day, as we hear it often, is Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna means save us. So the people were excited and they were crying to him, save us. In their understanding, save us means save us from the reign of the Romans on us. Deliver us from the captivity. Save us from the humiliation of being governed by strangers. He came to save them, but with a different meaning. And this is what we are going to reflect today in a few minutes. Save us between what we want and what we need. This is not only the issue of those people at that time. This issue is always ongoing. There is always differences between what we want and what we need. And God is the only one who discerns which exactly is the best thing to happen for us. The people in 4 days, when they were not delivered, as they assumed from the Romans, they were so frustrated to the point that he cried also, crucify him. We have no need of him. He is not serving us as we wish. This discrepancy again between what we want and what we need is something we can see in the Bible in many stories, and also has an application on us and how we live. St. Paul tells us about a thorn in the flesh. And this thorn is a kind of illness. And what he wanted is to be healed, and rightly so. He needed his health in order to be able to serve. He is dedicated to the work of ministry. So when he was crying to God, save me, he wanted God to take away the thorn from him. But God saw that he needs something else. He needed the thorn in order to save him from another illness, the illness of pride. So we read in his epistle to the Corinthians, the second one, and lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me, and he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, my strength is made perfect in weakness. Another example of discrepancy. He wanted to be healed. God wanted him, needed, so that he needs to be still ill. This is something more beneficial to him. In the story of Jacob, when he ran away from his brother Esau, coming back home, he knew that Esau is waiting for him. And he knew that Esau is coming with 400 soldiers. He was terrified. He spent the night dreaming about this. What's going to happen? And then he met a man that we know and understand that this man is actually an appearance of the Son of God in the Old Testament. God in appearing to Jacob. And Jacob was wrestling with him for a blessing. Bless me. I need this blessing. I'm going to meet my brother tomorrow, and he is a threat to my life. We find something very strange. We read this account in the book of Genesis chapter 32. Then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of day. Now when he saw that he did not prevail against him, he touched the socket of his hip, and the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaks. But he said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. What kind of blessing is this? He dislocated his hip. And for the rest of Jacob's life, he walked limping. He wanted to be blessed, but actually he did not understand what is a blessing is. Jacob was a mighty man. He trusted his ability. He always knew he can achieve anything with his intelligence and his power. But what he needed is to rely more on God. When the angel dislocated his hip, and made him to limp. He became so weak to the point that now I know whom I should trust more. I should trust God, not myself. This was the blessing that he needed. He wanted another blessing. He wanted to be saved in his own understanding. But to be saved, he needed to be weaker. And this is what God did with him. He dislocated his hip. In another story, we find Israel at the time of Eli, the high priest, living in sin. The priests were corrupt. Everything was going wrong. And then they went into a war with the Philistines. And at the beginning, the war was not going their way. So they thought in the second day, we have the solution. Let us bring the Ark of the Covenant. This one is going to bless us. And the blessing will be shown in how we defeat the Philistines. But actually what happened is, when we read this, the elders of Israel said, why has the Lord defeated us today before the Philistines? Let us bring the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord from Shiloh to us, that when it comes among us, it may save us from the hand of the enemies. They were defeated badly again, and the two priests died, Hophni and Phinehas. They wanted to be blessed by the presence of the Ark, but what they needed is to repent. Sometimes we come to the church, we want to be blessed, and we assume that by just touching the mysteries, partaking of it in any way, without preparation, then we will be blessed. Well, actually, what we need is to repent. And when we repent, the blessing will come upon us. Another discrepancy between what people want and what they actually need. The story of the prodigal son who left his house, the father's house. He wanted to be happy and independent, and he wanted to exercise this kind of life where he is free. What exactly he needed is he needed to learn the value of things, the value of being in the father's house. Sadly, he did not understand this, and this is what he needed the most. In the same story also of the prodigal son, the older son has a complaint against his father. Why you did not give me a goat to make merry with my friends? I wanted something materialistic in order for me to celebrate. As many people think that God is going to do this, will give us something that's materialistic, we can enjoy with other people. What he needed actually was to understand how self-centered he is. He is just going in circles around himself. He has no understanding of how his father loved him or how much he is enjoying in the blessings in his father's house. The second point and last one is how this applies on us in life lessons. The first thing we have to understand is what is the image of God in my mind and your mind? In many minds of us, we think of God as a waiter. We go to the restaurant and then we make an order. And we tell him, give us this. And we wait for him to just serve. But God is not like this. God is a physician. He is the true physician. When you go to the physician, you don't tell the physician what he needs to do. You tell him what's your problem. And he decides on what kind of treatment you need. He might give you a word of assurance, you have nothing, everything is okay. He might give you a pill and say, okay, a pill, and you will be okay. And he might operate on you, and he might do something drastic, like an amputation. In all of these, the doctor is right. He knows what you need more than you yourself know. What is the image I have for God in my mind? Is he a waiter receiving order? Or he a physician, I ask him to save me and heal me with whatever kind of measure he might see fit. We always want to eat whatever is something that's pleasant and delicious for us. But the church is teaching us, you need sometimes not to enjoy this. What you need is to bring the body into subjection more than just being indulged in food. The whole 55 days was about this. It's again, we know I want to eat this, but the church is telling me, no, you need to eat that. Another life lesson also is the pursuit of more money in order to buy more things, and this is what is going to make us to be happy. What actually we need is to need to be content. If we don't acquire this virtue, no matter how much money we have, we will never be able to be happy, to really be thankful. We need to understand how to spend our resources wisely and to plan to the future in a good way, in a godly way. That's what we need. More money is not going to solve our problems. We want people around us to be considerate, to be kind, and to meet our like requests and expectations. Maybe what we need is to be more humble while we deal with other people, to be more friendly, to be more understanding. We always blame people that they are not good enough because they are not meeting our expectations. This is what we want. We want to make people as we wish. Maybe what we think about how to make ourselves, what we need is to change ourselves so we can be more easily to get along with. No one wants pain, for sure. None of us will choose this willfully. But if God allows it, then we should ask, what do we need to learn? If He is allowing pain, what He wanted me today to acquire? Maybe I need this. When we take our children to receive shots or go to school, this is painful for them. We know that this is what they need, not what they want. And we still do it because we are good parents. The same applies on God as well. All the time we want to be carried by God as a mother carries her children. He does. But then sometimes we need to know how to walk on our own. And when we walk, yes, we stumble, we fall, we hurt ourselves, and maybe we cry to Him, lift us please. And He doesn't do it. We need to know how to walk. The spiritual path is not an easy one. We need to be trained. And that's why there are certain times we struggle and He is watching over us and it looks like He is not doing anything. No, this is His wisdom. Save us something that we need to understand, that we have a prayer for every day and a prayer for today. What do I mean by this? What is the prayer of every day? To make it to heaven. This is the prayer of every day. Since we knew God, this is what we ask of Him every day. Save us, deliver us. And then we have a prayer for today. Give me my health, give me prosperity, give me success, give me promotion. This is the request of today. Sometimes the request of every day, that salvation, is not in line with the request of today. I want to be healthy. I want to prosper. I want to be successful. Sometimes they are not in line. What do you want God to do? To compromise which one of them? The request of every day or the request of today? He is wise enough to know. He might not grant the request of today in order to grant you the request of every day. Saint Augustine learned this. He lived away from God for a while. And he lived in Algeria. And there, his mom kept on praying, God, please help him to know you. And then he asked to leave and go to Italy to learn there to be a lawyer. So his mom kept on asking God again over and over, please, God, do not allow him to travel. He is lost already before my eyes. What will happen when he become on his own? And then things went his way, and he found himself in Milan, where he met there with Bishop Ambrose. And then the story went how Bishop Ambrose was able to influence him, and he became Saint Augustine, the saint, changed, accepted to live in a godly way, and everything went well. When he went back home, and his mom passed away, he kept remembering the story that how God did not give her her request for him to stay in his home country, and God allowed him to travel in order for him to be saved. And he prayed to God and said this, You did not grant her the request of a day in order to give her the request that she asked of you every day for me to be saved. This is the same story, my brethren, over and over and over. God in His wisdom, He wants to save us, deliver us His own way in according to His wisdom. He knows exactly what we need, not what we want. The difference between the people on Sunday, the same people on Friday, the disappointment in God, He did not deliver, save us as we wish. He was exactly doing what need to be done to save them and save us from sins and from slavery to the enemy. May the Lord to grant us wisdom by which we understand His goodness and His goodwill for us in order for us to be saved. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.